Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Heal Your Life Radio, and I am Lisa A. Romano, a best-selling author and life coach who specializes in teaching my clients how to move beyond emotional pain, especially pain that has been created as a result of being raised by dysfunctional caretakers. I believe most, if not all, of our emotional woes can be traced back to some issue that relates to codependency. On my road to recovery, I learned many hard lessons, and although I sought out professional help in the form of a psychotherapist, I was comforted by knowing I at least had one person by my side as my life spiraled out of control. I often felt frustrated, however, by therapy. I found myself forever talking and talking about all of my fears and my dramas, but often wished my therapist would just tell me what to do. I needed tools, very concrete things I could do to help me move forward on my journey. Although his empathy was crucial and his words of wisdom critical to firing my awareness to expand, I could not help but wish he'd just say something like, okay, go home and do this, and then do this, and do this. I was looking to not only understand why and how my life was falling apart, but for a roadmap out of the swamp my mind had become. One of the greatest pieces of advice I ever received from my therapist was his suggestion that I purchase the book Codependent No More by Melody Beattie. I remember the first time I left his office, I was on fire by the idea that there was a book out there that could help me unravel the web my mind had become. I recall racing to Barnes & Noble's to find the book and opening it up the minute I got it in my car. At my first therapy session, my therapist diagnosed me with depression related to codependency that was related not only to my marriage but rooted in my childhood, as both of my parents were adult children of alcoholics. I had absolutely no idea that the fact that my grandparents on both sides were alcoholics could have ever affected me. My parents weren't alcoholics, at least not that I could tell, so in my mind, it was difficult to imagine that because my parents were raised by dysfunctional alcoholics, that any of that nonsense could have affected me and my marriage. But when I began to read Codependent No More, it became clear very quickly that I was completely ignorant of not only codependency, but of myself as well. Although my marriage crumbling was one of the most difficult things I have ever had to endure, looking back now, I realized that all that drama was not only necessary, but it was like a tunnel I had to travel through in order to get to the heart of what was really wrong and broken inside of me. Once I accepted that my marriage was disgustingly codependent, and I learned that my way of thinking was the result of being raised by two well-intended but ignorant adult children of alcoholics, it was impossible for me to not see that if I did not get my act together, my children were going to absorb what their father and I were teaching them and very likely become future neurotic, controlling, blaming, conniving, manipulative, people-pleasing codependents themselves one day. The thought of my baby suffering the way I was terrified me. I became obsessed with cracking the codependency code so my children would not have to go through what I was going through. Depression, anxiety, anger, rage, frustration, panic disorders, and alike are not only painful, but they're debilitating. Before I begin sharing some how to recover from codependency tools, I want to first talk about what codependency is and touch upon how infiltrating it truly is. Codependency is learned, so if your parents did not communicate effectively, if one of them enabled the other, if one was an alcoholic and the other was the peacemaker, the sacrificial lamb who turned their head every time the more aggressive parent got a little crazy, you were taught to deny your reality, your feelings, and your needs. If your childhood home life was rooted in denial, if your home was violent, if it was sarcastic, if you were taunted, made fun of, if your parents argued repeatedly in front of you, if your parents were mean to one another, if your parents were alcoholics, marijuana junkies, shopaholics, egomaniacs, or if they were depressed, or if they were unavailable emotionally, or emotionally manipulative because they never wanted to appear wrong, your needs, your desires, and your feelings were not the priority. Manipulating your feelings was the priority. Perhaps mom pit you against dad, or perhaps dad bought you things with the intent of trying to make you side with him over your mother. Perhaps your parents made you responsible for how they felt. Perhaps you were so afraid to tell the truth, instead you learned to believe your feelings didn't matter. Your childhood programming may have you believing that not rocking the boat is the key to success. And so, as you grow and more out on your own now you don't know how to tell the truth because you're afraid to rock the boat. And worse, you don't even believe your feelings matter. Worse, you've repressed so much that whenever a need of yours begins to surface, your programming has you squelch that need automatically. As a result, you truly don't even know what your needs are anymore. Now what? Now as an adult, you marry the first person who can stand you. You attract equally as wounded a partner. If you're the caretaker, you attract someone who minimizes you, who you need to chase love from. You don't rock the boat enough to push anyone off your boat because you're the nice guy. Your identity is rooted in martyrship. You're the peacemaker, the rock, the one with all the answers. But generally, you're also the one who's complaining the most. You're a whiner, or just sneaky enough to find ways to distract yourself enough with someone or something no one else would ever discover. You're also angry, frustrated, and resentful inside, although you'd never admit it. How could you? You're codependent. You fear telling the truth and clueless about how to relate to others in a healthy way or how to get your needs met, and worse, may not even know what your needs or priorities even are. If you're the more aggressive codependent or the withdrawing codependent or the alcoholic, the marijuana junkie, the passive-aggressive person, the narcissist, you'll attract a caretaker who has no clue who they are or what their needs are because your aim is to have your needs met because your ego is so overinflated you actually believe your partner is second to you. You believe your needs matter and will minimize all other members of your household, and you will be dumbfounded when someone tries to hold you responsible. You'll mock them, call them crazy, insist that they are wrong, that they have no right to their feelings about you. You will be absolutely unable to meet your partner halfway because in your world, it's your way or the highway. You are emotionally absent, you're withdrawn, you're high, inebriated, or drunk on your ego. You may appear jovial on the outside to other people who don't know you, but your family will experience you as cold, up and down, aloof, easily irritated, and will be afraid to confront you because you are condescending, hurtful, spiteful, and a bully. You'll thrive off of them cowering to you, and because they lack self-esteem, have no self-worth, or are out sneaking around getting some of their superficial needs met, either through gambling or possibly an affair, they will not rock the boat. Play the victim, and your relationship continues its sick, dissatisfying codependent tango. If you want off the crazy codependent ride, here are some practical things that you can do. Number one, you have to learn about this thing called codependency. Another thing you can do is you can go to CODA meetings, go to CODA websites, take a family inventory list, go back into your family's histories, pick apart the relationship dynamics you witnessed as a child. Journal your feelings. Learn to bring them to the surface. Journal your reaction to your feelings. Journal not only your feelings, but your thoughts. How does your mind think day in and day out? Are you more negative or are you more positive? Are you optimistic or pessimistic? Do you expect other people to meet your needs or do you expect yourself to meet your needs? Do you know how to make yourself happy or do you expect other people to make you happy? Do you get a thrill out of pushing people around? Do you think that you're better than other people? Do you think that other people are better than you? The other thing that you need to do that I found on my road to recovery, the one thing that definitely helped me stay on track was I started an exercise program, and I stuck to it. I began to take my physical health very seriously. I began to detox my body. I got really big into juicing. I learned about nutrition. I learned about supplements. I began a more plant-based diet. I also began meditating or praying. I began taking baths instead of showers. I began taking more time out for me. I learned to go within. I learned to look at myself within. I learned to sit alone. The first time I sat alone in my living room without my cell phone, without my house phone, without the television or a radio, I was panicked. I did not know how to just sit still in my own home without any distractions. But what I did was I learned to sit with the panic, and I refused to move. I did not get off my couch until I hit 5 minutes sitting by myself. And then the next day, I went to 10 minutes. And then the day after that, I sat for 15 minutes quietly. And before you knew it, I wasn't so panicked by being alone and sitting still anymore. I also think that it's a good idea to hire a therapist or a life coach to help you set goals and to also help you see what you might not see. The goal is to open your awareness so that you can see beyond what is happening in the now. You must learn to detach from the anxieties of today so that you can understand your past, so that you can also begin seeing and creating a better future. Codependency can be healed, but it takes everything you've got as a human being to heal this thing called codependency, because what codependency is actually the way you process and information, the way you perceive your world. So if the image of self has been wounded and the way your inner eye sees self has you believing that you're not worthy, then all you can attract in your experiences are things, people, and situations that mirror that lack of self-worth. So a therapist or a life coach helps you identify how you see self and how you perceive self. And once you begin taking inventory of how you see self, then you can begin changing how you see self and then taking that to the next level. And then once you see self, then you can begin to set internal boundaries. In other words, if you're used to calling yourself ugly or fat or talking down to yourself, you learn to begin putting up a boundary, and you no longer allow that type of inner negative dialogue. And so that you then what you do is you begin creating in a journal more positive self-talk, and then that's where you begin. Then the next phase after that is you bring these internal boundaries into your environment. And you begin to have boundaries with your children. You begin to have boundaries with your spouse and your coworkers. And before you know it, bit by bit, it may take a year or 2 years or 5 years or 10 years, but eventually this thing called codependency can be healed. But it's going to take everything you've got to heal it. Again, my name is Lisa A. Romano. I am a best-selling author. My books are called The Road Back to Me, My Road Beyond the Codependent Divorce, and Loving the Self Affirmations, Breaking the Unconscious Codependent Belief Systems. I'm all about empowering people to understand that the way to heal is by going within. No one can heal you. The power that you need to heal is all within you. It is possible. But we have been taught that our happiness lies outside of self. We have been taught that the way to heal is through medication or it's through a drug, and it's not. The only way to heal is to go within and to learn how to tap into that personal power that we're all divinely born with. And that's what my radio show is about. That's what my books are about. That's what my website is about. My website is www.healingselfesteem.com. On my website, there are hundreds of articles about how to empower self. And I also include links to not only this radio show, but I also include links to my videos on YouTube. And I encourage you to check them out and to learn as much as you can about codependency. At the end of the day, we're all one. We all come into this time-space reality looking and desiring for the same things. We all want to be loved, but we also need to love. And codependency is a dysfunctional way of trying to get those very natural innate needs met. No one is responsible for your happiness. You're responsible for your happiness, and happiness comes within. May you have a blessed day today, and may you know that all love starts with self-love. Namaste.